Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're going to continue our discussion of why Jesus came to earth and how we're supposed to live in the light of it. Jesus came to earth to restore the reign of God in men, through men, on this earth. It's a natural tendency to want to address the immediate crisis in our life. Probably everybody listening has an issue that needs to be dealt with. Hopefully it's small, but it could be big. But sometimes the best way to approach life's crisis is to take a step back and look at it in terms of the big picture. We talk a lot about the big picture on this broadcast. You're going to struggle to walk in peace, joy, and victory in this life if you don't understand the big picture, why we're here, and what God is and wants to do in our lives. Understanding of that actually makes it easier to deal with the crisis we all face in life, the challenges we all face. So once again, we are addressing the big picture. God made men and women to become his sons and daughters, and he made the earth to be home for himself and his family. But God's plan was taken off track through sin. In consequence of Adam's sin, or because of Adam's sin, a sin nature was produced in the human race. And the earth itself was infused with the curse of corruption and death. And Satan became the god of this world, small g. The world as it is not as God made it to be. He did not make men to be as they are. He did not make the world to function as it does, with killer storms and big birds that eat little birds and poison in ivy. That's all a result of the curse of sin, or the curse of corruption and death because of sin. Nor did God intend that the devil hold sway in this world. But he gained power in this earth when Adam obeyed him in the garden and ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Jesus came to earth to put God's plan back on track. He went to the cross to pay the price for sin so that it and all its effects and consequences can be removed from God's creation. Because of the cross, when a sinner puts faith in Jesus and his sacrifice, he or she can be transformed into a holy, righteous son or daughter of God. See, that's why God made you. That's why God made me, to become his holy, righteous sons and daughters through faith in Christ. Jesus made that possible through his death, burial, and resurrection. We discussed that in detail last week. Jesus will soon return to this earth to cleanse it of all corruption and death and restore it to its created purpose, a fit forever home for God and his family of redeemed sons and daughters. And God's plan, which he formulated before he ever formed the earth, will be fully realized. Now, we've made the point that Jesus began his public ministry with these words in Matthew 4:17. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When the term kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God is used, those terms are used pretty much interchangeably in the Gospels. But when the term is used, we tend to think of heaven as the place where believers in Jesus go when they die, or is the home of God above us. And that is true. Both of those are characteristics of heaven. That's where believers in Jesus go when they die, and heaven is God's home. But the meaning is a lot bigger than that. Kingdom actually means rule, reign, or realm. That's what the word translated kingdom means. Rule, reign, or realm. Jesus came to earth to establish the rule, reign, and realm of God in men and through men here on earth. That was God's original intention. It was thwarted back in the Garden of Eden through Adam's fall. But Jesus came to get the plan back on track. Now, not only did Jesus proclaim that the kingdom was near, he demonstrated what happens when the kingdom is expressed on earth. You can read a lot of examples of this in the gospel, but let me just give you one. We quoted Matthew 4:17, Jesus' first public words. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And then there's a few verses here about him calling Peter or James and John and Peter as his disciples. And then let me start in verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases, torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. In other words, he proclaimed the kingdom is here, and then he demonstrated what happens when the kingdom is expressed on earth. The sick are healed and devils are cast out. And then, if we were to turn over to Matthew chapter 10, he authorized his 12 followers to do what he did. And then in Luke 10, the first 9 verses, he authorized 70 more. He gave them power over sickness and over devils. He instructed them, go out and do what I'm doing. Proclaim the kingdom and show it, demonstrate it by healing the sick and casting out devils. Now, we said this a couple weeks ago. When Jesus took on human nature and was born into this world, the people to whom he first came were expecting him to establish the visible, eternal kingdom of God on this earth. Now, they got that idea from the Old Testament prophets. We could read a lot of verses about that. Jesus did not do so at that time. The prophets didn't see that the kingdom was going to take a slightly different form before the establishment of the visible kingdom of God on earth. Jesus did not establish the visible kingdom of God on earth 2,000 years ago. But he will come again in the not too distant future and set up God's visible kingdom here on this earth. However, 2,000 years ago, Jesus did reveal a previously unrevealed form of the kingdom. The kingdom within, or the reign or rule of God in the hearts of men. You may recall in Luke chapter 17, the Pharisees came to him at one point and said, show us the kingdom. Come on, show us what you're talking about. And he answered them, this is Luke 17, verse 20 and 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with outward show. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. There, he told them, the kingdom of God is coming into you first before it shows up visibly on this earth. He then went to the cross to pay the price for sin so it could be removed and men can be born again or born of God through the new birth, or the reign of God coming into their hearts. We'll discuss this in more detail in upcoming lessons, but the kingdom within is the new birth. It's God by his life and by his spirit actually coming into your innermost being to live and reign in you and work through you. Now, a few years later, I skipped something. Following Jesus' resurrection, he spent 40 more days on earth teaching his followers, his original 12 minus Judas, teaching them things pertaining to the kingdom of God. That's what Acts chapter 1, verse 3 says. Then he returned to heaven, and they went out and proclaimed and demonstrated the kingdom. If you read the book of Acts, you'll find out they went out and preached the kingdom is at hand, and they demonstrated what it means when the kingdom is here through healing the sick and casting out devils and raising the dead. Now, a few years later, the resurrected Lord Jesus appeared to a Pharisee by the name of Saul, from the city of Tarsus as he traveled down a road to Damascus, Syria. He was a zealous Pharisee who had become an ardent persecutor of Christians. But you know what happened. When Jesus appeared to him on that road to the city of Damascus, Paul was converted. Saul, whom Jesus renamed Paul, was converted. Now, Jesus appeared to him a number of times after that. Acts chapter 26, verse 16 tells us that. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, Paul said he was personally taught the gospel he preached by Jesus himself. Jesus appeared to Paul a number of times after that initial vision and personally taught Paul the gospel he preached. Now, a number of mysteries were revealed to Paul. This is important here. A number of mysteries were revealed to Paul. A mystery is something in the purpose and plan of God which up to that point was unrevealed. Paul actually used the word mystery 21 times in his writings. The impact of Paul's ministry was massive. He wrote two-thirds of the New Testament proportionately, and he took the gospel throughout the Roman Empire. If you read through the book of Acts, you will find out that Paul preached the kingdom. He preached the reign of God is here in you through the new birth and through you by the power of God working in and through you. I'm looking at numerous verses here, but you can read Acts and see it for yourself. Paul preached and demonstrated the kingdom. Now, from Paul's writings, we get great insight into what it means. Well, let me say it this way. From Paul's writings, we get great insight into the kingdom of God. And he was given this revelation. We are in the kingdom, and the kingdom is in us. If you are born again today, if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you are in the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is in you. Now, that almost sounds like a word riddle or something, but it's not. We're going to spend the rest of the week talking about what it means to be in the kingdom, and then we'll talk about what it means to have the kingdom is in us. You need to know this. We'll pick it up right here tomorrow. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.